This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show, coming to you live on Web Radio Network. Hello, everyone. This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show, and we are so happy that you are listening to the show. And tonight's guest is, what's the word? I think he's stupendous. He's spectacular. He's inspirational. He is Papa Stro. He's not just Papa Stro, but he's the maestro. His name is Rob Kellum. Have you heard of him? I have a feeling you might have. But just in case, I've invited him here. And Rob, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know there's so much about you that we could talk for hours, I'm sure. But maybe you could just introduce yourself somehow to the audience.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Really blessed to be here with you all. Name is Rob Kellum. Thank you. known to the professional wrestling world as the Maestro, Papa Stro, and also in the acting world as well. I'm a person of many hats, if you will. I do a lot of things, and I've always been that way. I've been diverse in things I've gotten into, whether it be theater, whether it be journalism, podcasting, radio, speaking, public speaking, I mean, you name it. I do a plethora of things. So it's great to be here with you all.
Yeah, I mean, you really do. Okay, so I always, to be honest with you, I mean, I had not heard of you until I saw you on with Bill Bean and Warrior Mode. But just because I hadn't heard of you doesn't really mean anything, because, you know, I don't watch a lot of television. And I know that my sons always loved wrestling, and my one son especially loves wrestling. So I'm sure, you know, he knows all about you. But it was so fascinating to me to watch you as you came on with Reverend Bill Bean on Warrior Mode. And as each week, I just kept hearing you talk about your faith and just a little bit about yourself each time. So that's truly what gravitated me to you, was because I just had to find out more about you. And so I did. I found out. I went and looked you up, and I read all about you, and I looked at all your things. And it's just really fantastic, actually. Your career has spanned a long time. Can you tell me when it first began? When did you decide to be in professional wrestling?
Well, professional wrestling is pretty much a lifelong passion of mine. I knew I wanted to be a professional wrestler, like, way in my younger years. And, you know, just like any other wrestling fan at the time, grew up admiring some of the legends of the industry, and inspired me to, you know, make that big next step into pro wrestling. I mean, I was, you know, growing up, I was in academics, athletics, you name it, a bunch of things, but pro wrestling was always that passion that never went away. So, you know, I stuck with it, and I know my theater teacher, musical teacher, one time she had a little heat with me at the time, because, you know, I pursued pro wrestling. She wanted me to sue more in the theater, that sort of thing. But when she found out how theatrical pro wrestling was and how I was making what I did pretty theatrical, and when I got into acting for film, she forgave me for the a little bit of heat for some of those years. So,
Oh my
it's
gosh.
all good, right? So.
Right. And you know what? But all of it, you know, works together. I remember in high school, and I mean, just I was always into acting and theater and music at a young age. So I understand. And it's through life, you know, you really use those skills when you get into this type of entertainment business. So, when was your first actual professional acting job, like in a movie?
In the film,
Yeah.
I made an appearance on an episode of One Tree Hill, if you recall. This is the series One Tree Hill, and in which that led into other positions and extra positions and that sort of thing, which turned into, eventually roles, actual roles and
Yeah.
cameos. So for short films, features, more series, et cetera. So it was just like a snowball effect. Once you get in the acting game, it's just a lot of ways, just like anything else, is word of mouth. I mean, one person tells the other person about you, and it just snowballs. And that's just like any other business or anything in life. It just news travels fast, especially in this day and age, right? So.
I know, especially this day and age. Yeah. Well, so it looks like you won an award. So you definitely are an incredible actor. Can you tell the audience about the that I know that there's an award you won for a was it a current film? I don't know the year on it.
I've won a few awards.
Okay.
Been very blessed with that, actually, and even
Wow.
going as to being nominated for Best Actor by the Cannes World Film Festival, which is one of the biggest film festivals in the world. So, and that was huge. That and
That's
that was for
huge.
yeah that yes that was for the Ford role of Dr. Arkham in the DC fan film The Devil's Daughter: Harlequin Story. And so that I mean, if going into the film, I mean, we're doing it for a good cause, like Gracious Hands, right? You help domestic victims, that sort of thing. So I mean, a very reputable group, but we had no idea that the film was going to get the accolades that it did. So I mean, yeah, it any award, whether it be a championship of wrestling or an award for film award or a television award or any award at that matter for anything, basically, it's a blessing, it's a gift. So, I mean, just really grateful
Yeah.
for all of it.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that, because I know that's a huge award. I mean, that's very impressive. So what do you like better? Do you like wrestling better, or do you like all of it? You know, do you like to do all of them the same, or is there one that you really love the best?
Honestly, it's taught everything from the wrestling to the acting, the business, entertainment world. It's really taught me about how integrated and intertwined life really is, and how there's so much similarities in what we do. I mean, with the entertainment world, wrestling world, business world, I mean, in real life, I mean, we're all storytellers. Stories are being told all around us, and we want to make the most out of those stories to make the little things, right? Just like, if you're filming a feature or a short or even commercial for that matter, you take the little bits of each scene and make the most out of it, just like you would if you're writing a book, per se,
Yeah.
or wrestling the match. You take little parts in the match and you think what you could do to make that match that much better. So I mean, it's really taught me how there's a lot of similarities in all that we do, and how everything's intertwined and linked together in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, see your philosophy. This is a great it's nice to hear that. The belts, it's I can see how you work things out and how you you think about things with what you're saying. So say let's take for instance a match or how you work with a person in wrestling. You actually coach people, or do you actually kind of help people, inspire them, or coach people motivationally for any of these subjects that we've talked about in acting or wrestling or anything like that?
Absolutely. Every chance I get, I've had some great people help me out with all that, then some over the years. So I just do my part. I don't claim to be a guru by no means, but I just use through my knowledge and experience to help others. And if I see something to help make a match better with others, or make a scene better or anything like that, I'll contribute the best I can. Because I mean, it's the mentality that a lot of us that it's old school mentality, but it's a mentality nevertheless that a lot of us were brought in the businesses that we're in to be better, is to ask others, what could they do to be better. So I just do my part, because I know it's a lot of times it's very competitive in retrospect, and with some, and some feel that, if they do certain things to help others, that they others are out to take their spotlight or their position or what have you. And so, but with me and quite a few others, we see it as, if we help others, it helps better our craft at the same time. And I mean, we're all in this together, and to better each other, more or less. So if I can help others be the best they can be, I mean, I feel that I can live vicariously through their success, because I felt like I've had a hand in it. Just like people I've trained or give advice to, over the years, whenever they become successful and living out their happiness, I feel like I'm living it with them. So I mean, it goes back to everything being intertwined in life. So I mean, you want to make the best of others' lives, and it helps elevate yours as well. So it's all together, if you think about it.
Yeah, I love that. I just love it. I've had this conversation with another producer, podcaster, this type of business that I'm in right now, I guess. So, and she was saying that too, that gets the, there are people that don't want or feel like they can, encourage you or help you because you might take their spot. And so I love what you're saying because I believe that, and I believe that we are all to help each other, and everybody's supposed to kind of shine, You don't, it's not like stepping over someone. It's just shining out the goodness. But you know what? That's what it makes me think about your when you're a wrestler though, because you're in a competition. You're like fighting each other. But is that, does that like when you first began that, did it change from, I mean, like intro to that and then getting in there and actually being in with this was your career at that time, and then how did it affect you and how did it change you through time, because you obviously were getting beat up and you're obviously having to really fight. What was that like?
In the beginning, it was a big shock, more or less, because I mean, you were actually out there doing what you've been pursuing to do all these years. And but as time went on, you realized that you actually learned from it. And just like life, when life beats you down, and knowing how, when to keep kicking out when you face adversity, and eventually you get to the point where the match will be over, right? And you have to start another match, per se. It's just like life. You You go through obstacles and you go through them, and you might be faced with more obstacles and so on and so on. I mean, there's always a challenge out there in life. And so it just prepares you to be ready and to face that challenge head on and face the storm and just know that, you're a warrior, going back to the warrior mode, right? You were talking about earlier the show, but. And then go to these challenges, and then know that God's got your back through all of it. And because I mean, God knows everything. He's the master of all. He's seen your past. He's seen your future. He's seen your present. And it's just like life. Life is, if you think about life, it's a big match. You're going. There are times you'll be getting the best of life, and then the life getting being the best of you, and sort of thing. But you're blessed to have a life, to have that platform where you can showcase not just the world, but the universe, but the God Himself, that how much of a warrior you are, and how much your importance is to the Lord. So I mean, it really makes it's a platform we're blessed to have, and we should cherish every second of it. I mean, do the good and bad, because I mean, God made it for us, and he wants us all to be the best we can be. And even through the struggles, even through the bad times, where we're thinking we're going to be down and out, God lifts us up on our feet and say, "Hey, one more round, or hang in there for so many more minutes, or." Hours or et cetera. So I mean, if you think about it, it always goes back to everything being connected. It's like making a film where there are scenes where the main character goes to good times, bad times, and just when you think the main character is down and out, he or she makes that big comeback, if per se, and for the grand finale. So and see, the Lord knows everything about our film, every scene. He knows everything about our match, the ups and downs. He's always with us to the end. So, I mean, he knows the end game, but it's up to us to be that warrior and to go to the obstacles and go to the tough times and the rough scenes to make that comeback and to make that grand finale in life, per se.
Very good. That's so beautifully said. I was thinking while you were talking about everything you're talking about, of course, but I was curious. This happens in my life a lot. My art or my work in art, like whether it's songwriting, usually with songwriting in my lifetime, I have actually written out what was to occur in my form in my life to come. I would write songs before things would actually occur, before they'd actually live out. And some of them were quite terrible and quite tragic. But here I am, as you said, it's part of our learning. It's part of what makes us a better person, all of our challenges and et cetera. Do you believe that your art or your life in your work, either wrestling or in any of your theatrical work, do you feel like ever it mirrored into your life, like without even knowing it was going to?
Oh, absolutely. Art imitates life, and you see it every day. And I mean, you can look around you and just see how much influence it reflects on both art and life. And with my life, it's done many twists and turns, per se. I mean, a lot of ways, it's right out of a film.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's been a crazy life, no doubt. But with that, it just like I said, it's just educates you and knowing what to do in those hard times and those crazy times, in which how you can survive and flourish through all that and make that comeback and be that inspirational persona or character, if you will,
Right.
in life. So and the thing is, life's a stage, right? And no truer words have been spoken. Life is a stage. And just as you're living your life, others are watching
Right.
you and how you handle situations and all that. So you never know who you inspire and who are influencing.
When did your walk with God begin? Have you always been this way? That was there a certain thing that, with me, I grew up, in a church filled house, but it took a while for me to actually find my actual real path and with God. And how did that begin with you? Because you have a very strong faith. I mean, it oozes from you. So, how did it start with you?
Well, I got saved when I was 11 years old in the Baptist church, and I had some, gosh, crazy dreams. And all those dreams I had, it was just like, I was like, one time I was dreaming I was in the battlefield, like Braveheart. And there's another dream where I'm like falling. I couldn't see, but I actually felt like I was falling. I even had like apocalyptic thing. Well, the world's about to end, that type of thing. But each dream I had, the common denominator was that just when things were about to go down, the Lord, in different versions of the dream, lifted me out of those tragic situations, and which later on in life inspired me when I actually was fi facing real life situations like that, knowing that the Lord would be there to help me through it, and what I have to do is stay strong with the Lord. And I mean, it just taught me that no matter how bad the situation is, that you can call on the Lord to help you, and He'll be there. So I've had some twists and turns in life since then, and I've made some mistakes along the way. I'm sure, like anybody else has. We're all human and get caught up in different things, per se. But I just knew, even then, I just knew that the Lord would be there for me and somehow get me through it. And to this day, so it taught me a lot. I mean, I was like you. I had to grow. With me, my relationship to the Lord with it grow, but the more it grew, I mean, you just this go back to what I was referring to earlier. I mean, I realized how everything was connected, and the Lord's always watching, and it's a very powerful thing. It really is. And when you have that connection, no matter where you're at in the world, when you feel like you're all alone, knowing that the Lord is there with you always, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And so beautifully said, beautifully said. And it was bringing up images of your dreams and how I could how that, these I think that the dark forces come through us, of course, in our dreams. So I love that God was shining the light in your dream to get you out of that as a child or as young guy. And so as and in the entertainment world, I mean, I know that that's part of what I got blinded by years back, or just by I got mixed in with that world, and I think ego came out a lot. And so I think it's a hard world to be in and stand here and say, hey, I believe in God. How do other people respond to you? Do they just see your walk and just say, hey, that's cool? Or do you ever get flack? Like, I always hear about that in Hollywood. Like, no one even can even say the word God. A lot of you'll hear that with people talking. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm pretty genuine with my walk with the Lord. I think where some fall in the trap of saying one thing and not standing behind it. I mean, you have to present yourself with conviction, and I think that's where a lot of us fall short. We're not here to divide. We're not here to cause negativity or anything. I mean, we're here to help others, and the way the Lord wants us to do. He doesn't like any division in the world. He sees. He doesn't like the chaos, destruction. He wishes that on nobody, and he wants us to come together and help each other, and uplift each other, and be the best. Help each other be the best we can be, and a lot of times, some people fall in the trap of if you do certain things, it oppresses you, it'll put you down further, that type of thing. But with the Lord, everybody has their own personal relationship with the Lord, right? Now, the Lord has given us each different gifts to use for Him, right? And to help others. And those gifts are pretty powerful, and presented the right way could do a lot of good for a lot of people. And so to do that, you have to reach out. You have to not be a hermit and hide from all the bad things. You have to face the storms, like I alluded to earlier, head on. You have to go out there and meet the people that need help. And Jesus was, he was alive. He wouldn't hang out with the elite per se. He wouldn't hang out with the most popular kids in the block, the sort of thing. He would hang out with the people that need him. That's what he did in the Bible. He hung out with the people that need him. You would see him in the bars. He would see him in the streets. He would see him out in the fields, the countryside. I mean, you would see him in places that he knew people were calling to him for help. And I think that's what we should do. I really feel that's what we should do, is walk like the Lord did when he was here. And because there's people out there, they need help. They're crying for it, and they're the ones that need Lord. They're the ones that need the Lord the most. So I, when I'm come at people, I'm just genuine. I'm myself, and I just tell everything from conviction what the Lord's done for me, and I use it every way I can to help inspire others to do the same. So it goes to the old adage of if you believe in what you're saying, if you believe in what you're telling people, then people others are going to believe in you. They feed off that. Emotion is such a powerful tool. I mean, it's been used since the beginning of the time, and it's used today. I mean, that's how leaders can move millions, by speaking. We use it in film, we use it in wrestling, we use it in everyday life. Emotion is a powerful tool, and whether you make them laugh or sad, cry, happy, whatever, if you make that emotional connection with your audience, they'll follow you to the ends of the earth. And so in doing so, speaking about your relationship with the Lord, I mean, you have to mean it 110%, well, 210%. But you have to do it with the conviction, because you make that connection. Because when you make that connection with the people that are looking up to you, watching your film of life per se, watching your match of life per se, and they're seeing how you handle situations, through the Lord, then that inspires them to take control of their life with the Lord, and save them from whatever's oppressing them, whatever's hurting them. So it's all back to what I was saying, it's all connected, and we're more connected than we realize. It doesn't matter what religion you're in, what part of the world you're in. Because even talks about the Bible, about the mountains can be moved through the power of the Lord, and people from all over the world can come together through the Lord. So it's a pretty powerful contemplation when you think about it.
You're making me cry. I've actually got tears in my eyes. So obviously, you've got some amazing words you're saying. It is about emotion. I think that's why I wanted to talk to you. I'm kind of glad I waited till now. I would have reached out to you before, but I didn't for some reason. But what do you think about people that won't listen, that don't want to come to God? I have a personal situation happening now that in with certain person that's very dear to me. And I just feel as if like I there's it doesn't matter how I try to shine or how I try to show my faith. It's like you just get hit back with like you're not real or how would you handle that? How would you handle something like that? I put you on the spot.
Well, perception, you see it every day. Everybody has their own perception of things. And perception is a pretty strong word, especially with seeing what appears to be good is bad, what's appearing to be bad is good with perception. All depends on one's perception. I've seen a lot of times where people were accused of this and that, and I was told not to talk to them or associate with them. And then I got to know them, and they were like some of the nicest people I ever met. And vice versa, there were some that also were great people, and I got to know them, and some of the worst people I ever met in my life. So it all goes down to perception, but like, with facing what you talked about earlier, that goes back to perception. You know, what really is weak to do, and what really is strong to do. You know, if you think about it, I think what that situation is that, some people are pretty much shy to the truth, but they know deep down it is the truth.
Right.
And but they perceive it as they give in to the truth, and that's a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
with that, but really, if you think about it, if they're going through struggles in life themselves, how much weaker than can they be already?
Right.
So there's it's just a mental mechanism they try to do to a defense mechanism, because they know what you're telling them is the truth. Because they, and deep down, they're saying one thing, and at the same time, they want to cry out. They want to. The truth. They want help, and sometimes you have to keep at it with them. It's just like an addict per se, when they're struggling with an addiction, and you're trying to give them the help that you can. They're not going to take it right away, because it takes time. Because an addiction is a pretty powerful thing to get over, and but it's something you have to keep persistent at. Keep at it. Keep pouring knowledge to them. Keep t showing them, exposing the truth to them, and eventually they're going to say, they're going to break down that barrier they got around them and say, "Hey, you know, I need help. Please help." And
Yeah.
that's when the magic happens. But it sometimes it takes time, just like a person that's addicted to different things, to see the light, to see the truth. I know I've many friends that went through all that, that was going through hard times like that. And but some of my other friends that were helping them, they just hadn't keep at it, keep persistent at it, and they didn't give up on them. I'm just like the Lord, never gives up on us. He knows we have faults. He knows that we have vices that we struggle with, and He presents us the truth all the time. And there are times that we refuse to listen. We refuse to take in what we need to get help. But the Lord doesn't give up on us. He keeps at it. He persists because he knows what we need deep down. And we're his children, and he's going to look out for us. He's not going to give up on us.
Right.
So, that's just like any other parent teaching their children about life. As children, we make mistakes all the time. We didn't want to listen to this and that. You know what I mean? We think we can take on the world and do this, but parents keep at it and keep teaching those lessons until we finally learn. So,
Thank you. I appreciate you saying all that. I needed to hear that. I think I needed to hear that. I really do. Because we have to, it is hard. It is very hard, especially when you're being, knocked down, and things are thrown at you. It is hard to keep getting back up and going. But that's why I write my songs, because I believe that I try to write an inspirational song about these type of things. So I appreciate what you said. Hey, when did you when did you meet Bill Bean? Was that during the wrestling? So back then, because I know he was a wrestler.
yes, a while back, we got, we kept in touch with each other through that, and then I actually bumped into him at a few conventions, and I've actually seen him go bless houses,
Oh.
and to see him do what he does, it's amazing. It was an amazing thing to witness, and we just kept in touch, become good friends, through the
Oh.
years, and it's such a great guy, and he's still doing his thing, and he's definitely warrior mode. That's Bill Bean. He's pretty
Yeah.
awesome.
That's so cool that you actually got to go and do that, he did all, he helped us through Skype. He helped us with through Skype. He changed our life with Skype. Altered my whole life, my family's life. So I'm very grateful to him forever. So we've got, I think we've got a little bit more time left, but one of the things I want to make sure that we do cover is the things that are upcoming and very important for you in the weeks ahead or days ahead. Could you tell us a little bit about some upcoming events or whatever it is that you would like to talk about or promote? I would really like for you to share that.
Right now I have a horror sci-fi comedy series on Amazon Prime Video that's out now called Stroh's Sinister Cinema. It's kind of like along the lines of Elvira, Tales from the Crypt, where I've all cast the characters. I'm the host of it alongside Chuck Sloan, who portrays Wolfgang the werewolf, and there's all kinds of different characters in the series, and that's playing currently in Amazon Prime Video. Just look up Stroh's Sinister Cinema. Every letter starts with S. Stroh's Sinister Cinema. So it's out now. The Devil's Daughter, a Harlequin story, what I talked about earlier, which stars Dr. Arkham. It's got a lot of DC characters in it, Batman, Scarecrow, Poison Ivy, and of course it's Harlequin's in it. It's the story of Harlequin, how she got to be Harlequin. That's out on YouTube.com. You can watch that for free. I have a spy series coming out soon called Hybrid. That'll be out on YouTube. The first episode is out now on YouTube. But the episode 2 will be out soon on YouTube.com. You can check that out.
Wow.
But the Rack Pack, RACKPACK, the Rack Pack, a children's film, is out now on, I think, Amazon Prime Video as well. And Son of Clowns, which I'm in, is also on Amazon Prime Video and YouTube.com. You can check that out. So, a lot going on. There's some.
You got a
I'm, I'm.
lot going on.
Oh,
You got a lot.
it's crazy. I do now. I was doing some commentary for different fight TV events. Of course, I've been some of the wrestling events still. I got going to be in Chicago in I want to say June, July. Let me pull that date up real quick. Give me one second. Hang on one second.
Okay. Is
I just
that
want to
Texas?
get.
Are you in Texas too, or do you go to
Yes.
Texas?
Yes,
Okay.
I mean, Texas. I go everywhere basically. I have the luxury. I'm not under contract with nobody right now, so I can go pretty much wherever I need to, right?
Right.
So, which is a good thing. I do a lot. I do weekly podcasts. In the Room Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VSNation.com, and I do when I host WCW Retro, it'd be Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com.
Can you
And
say that
July,
one?
oh, sorry, go ahead.
Can you say that one again? I didn't understand that one.
Oh, WCW Retro.
Okay.
That's every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. And it's a more or less nostalgia podcast about like good old days of wrestling, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you would
And
probably talk about the ones like in Texas, because when I was growing up in Texas, the wrestling was huge, like the
right.
brothers, you know, that would be nostalgia, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because
Oh yeah.
that big,
We
you
talk
know.
about all that and then some. Yeah.
Wow, that's all, you're busy.
Then July 28th is where I'll be in Chicago next. We'll
And then
come back to Chicago.
what was that one for?
It's a WAW's a Night to Remember
Wow.
promotion. Night to Remember, yeah. I'll be there in Chicago again, which is great because one of the first times I went to Chicago, right, the fans were giving me free like hot wings,
Yeah.
and I was like. I was sold. I was like this. So yeah. So I'm hoping maybe I'll by somehow by chance they'll give me more free hot wings when I get there. Who knows?
Well, what about this? Okay, so this the Sinister, okay, Stroh's Sinister Cinema, is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of movies do you, I mean, it's like, okay, I've seen your ads for this, but I've yet to actually like watch. I'm gonna have to, I used to love all those, you know, back when we were kids, and they'd have those fun shows on Friday nights, and they'd have the spooky thing, you know, and Wolfman Jack and things like that. You
Yes.
know, back, well, I mean, he was actually way before me, but I remember there was always a fun thing. And then Elvira did show up, but there was other people before her too that I remember were really fun to watch those old scary movies. So do you have
Right.
old movies like that, or do you do what kind
Yes.
of movies?
Yeah, it's right along those lines of Twilight Zone,
Oh
and all that.
my God.
Rod, because like Rod Serling, Vincent Price, Lon Chaney,
What?
movies like that were, we'll do our bits, and
Wow.
then we'll go right straight into the movie. So,
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that. I was thinking because of the name. See, that's what I
oh,
get for
right.
thinking. It might have been a little more like kind of yucky, kind of scary. So not yucky, but you know, scary.
Right,
Because there's
it's
different
more the old
genres
school,
of.
right? More old school horror, sci-fi, comedy
Oh, okay,
mixed in,
that
right?
is awesome. And how did you start that character? I mean, obviously it's your character.
Well, it was a persona that I kind of came up with where, through my love of the old school horror, sci-fi
Yeah.
era back in the day. And this has been in a lot of ways, a passion project of mine, something off the bucket list, because something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be a host for like the old horror sci-fi films.
That's
And
so cool. I'm really so cool.
yeah, so it's pretty much living the dream,
That
with the
is
series.
Oh, I will definitely, I'm gonna definitely start watching this and start sharing this now that I know a little bit more about it. I wanted to ask you. This is so fantastic. I absolutely love that. Because I did a lot of theater, and I love doing murder mysteries and monster murder, whatever, because it would be during Halloween time or scary time, and everybody would put on, it'd be like these funny old type of theater projects that you'd go
Oh,
play
wow.
murder mysteries and stuff, but it would be always the old school scary. So I love that kind of stuff. Where do you film that? Which city do you film in?
With this particular series, we shot it at a haunted attraction area called Hickory Haunts in Hickory, North Carolina, and which is an amazing place if you're in the Hickory, North Carolina area. I mean, they have sections throughout the area of different
Yeah,
spooky,
like a haunted,
different
yes.
horror takes, and oh my gosh! And we shot the whole series throughout the whole area. It was just amazing what we did, and we had so much fun doing it. I mean, it was just such a blast. Probably the most fun I've had filming anything ever.
Wow. Do you get to go do that again? Or was it kind of like you just film and then you can do it once a year and film more and just use those bits? Or how do you do that?
We're pretty much there's talks of a possible season two if everything goes well with season one here.
Oh,
So
okay.
hopefully, once
Awesome that
the whole
you're
season
on.
one is finished, it'll be successful. We can possibly do a season two. We'll see. Hope so.
Well, how did you even think to get on all those, like, I mean, Amazon Prime and things? Like, you just add it to it, or how do you do that? You just
Well, our director, Ron Rossman, just did a phenomenal job with all this. Amazing, and he's still doing an amazing job with his son. And he sent out our series to different syndications, right? And
Right.
I mean, Amazon Prime, they jumped on it, and here we are, with the series on Amazon Prime Video. So it's pretty amazing.
Congratulations. That's
Thank you so
huge.
much.
That is, I and I'm gonna I definitely get I love that kind of stuff. So,
I
Rob,
mean,
that's just
everybody on set did such a wonderful job. I mean, the cast and crew and everything was just amazing to work with.
Oh, it sounds like so much fun.
And some
How
of I've
can
worked with already, and some I've worked with the first time, but everybody just came together, and we had such a great time.
Yeah, that's so cool. My husband, he used to be an owner of one of the haunted attractions here. So I know all about all of that stuff. He did that for like 10 years or so. And so, yeah, so like if they, all these themes, all these places, everything's all set up, all haunted and spooky.
Oh yeah, and I can't thank Ha Hickory Haunts enough for allowing us to shoot in that area. I mean,
That sounds. Yeah, so is that what city is that in? Is that Hickory?
Hickory, North Carolina.
Hickory, North Carolina. Awesome. Well, I
Yeah.
want to go to North Carolina because I want to go to where the Andy Griffith show, where they have that show, the town. I can't remember the town, but I think it's in North Carolina.
Oh yeah, Mayberry, right? Like I
Yeah.
think towards the Mount area that way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I want to go. So
Yeah,
if
they
I
still
can.
I think they still have the one of the old police cars from the series out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do. I'm on their Facebook, and I'm always tuning in. But
Yeah.
I want to go there. So if I go there someday, then I'm going to go to Hickory to that haunted attraction. Tell them I know you.
All right. Oh yeah,
Well,
they're great. They really are.
that's so cool. So where can people find you? Like, if they want to, is there a website? Is there some way you like to be contacted? What can you tell people?
Official website is thestro.com, thestro.com. My merchandise website is thestro.com/merchandise. On Facebook at Stro the Maestro on Twitter, @TheStro, THESTRO. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/StroMaestro. I'm really on it, but I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/RealPapaStro.
Wow.
You can email me at strofoya, STRO number 4YA at yahoo.com. And now Instagram too. Yeah, at instagram.com/stromaestro.
How do you keep up with all that? That's a
I don't know how I
lot.
do either, honestly.
I'm like, I can't do all. I do so much, I can't keep it all. You've got a lot. That's a lot. That's really us. But you've got a lot of great things that you're doing. I'm so impressed. But what about me? Are you a musician too? Do you do music too? Or was is did I miss that one?
Yeah, I used to play piano quite a bit and sing and play drums, and
Okay.
I've kind of got sidetracked as of late, but I'm trying to make my way back into it.
I know you're I just saw you like in your character playing an organ. How about
Yes.
that? Like, now, if we they could just bring that and you could do part of your scene with that, that would be fun.
That would be great. Yeah. I'm still
Super
learning,
cool.
working on guitar. I've always wanted to play guitar, but it's taken me a bit
Yeah.
longer than I thought it was going.
Yeah. You know, just think of it like the Beatles or, well, I mean, just, you know, there's so many, just make it simple. That's the way to do guitar. Just do it with heart and keep it simple. And then you just keep, you know, building from there. Kind of like life, right?
Right, absolutely.
Is there one thing that you feel has been the most helpful to you in your life that, like, I think it's going to be God, but is what is something that you could leave people with? Let's say there's somebody out there that just feels like they don't want to live till, you know, they don't want to live. How would you motivate that person to show them that they should continue on? Could
As long
you?
as you're breathing air, as long as you're waking up every day in the morning, as long as you're moving and seeing and hearing, tasting and experiencing, where there's life, there's hope. So it's never too late. Never too late to turn things around in your life. Where there's life, there's hope. So when you see little a plant rising from the ground, that means there's life, thus there's hope. So never give up.
Never give up. And sometimes, you know, you'll see those plants, little flowers come up and they're in a concrete road or just on the sidewalk and it's all concrete and this one little plant makes it up, you know, and somehow survived. I think that's like how we are, because life is so filled with, especially lately. I don't know if it's just lately, but it seems like a lot of stuff has happened to everybody. So I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you are. I appreciate you coming on and talking, and I hope you come back again in the future. I would love
I'll
to
be
talk
honored
to
to. Thank
you.
you.
Thank you. And is there anything you wanted to talk about at all else? Anything else you wanted to bring up?
Well, just know how difficult things are at times, and your back's against the wall, and you feel like you're facing insurmountable odds. Just know you're not alone. There's quite a few of us, yours truly included. We're with you. We face them. We face them too. Just know that the Lord's there for you, and He wants you to reach out to Him. And we're all doing the same. And just know that the Lord will get you out of this, and He will save you, and He will help you, and He wants you to be the best you can be. He's in your corner, and he always will be in your corner. He'll never leave you.
Thank you. That was a wonderful message. I appreciate that. And I know that Whoever's going to hear this is going to, there's going to be people that are going to need that message. And that's how God works, because God, great spirit, that God works that way. People will listen and people will hear when whoever's supposed to hear and supposed to listen. And I definitely want to thank our listening audience. I so appreciate everybody that does listen. I hope that you go to Papa Stroh and look up all of his things that he's talked about tonight, because he's an inspiration. I call him, I kid with him in on Facebook that he's like Rocky to me, but he I think you are like Rocky. I love Rocky. I love the I just love that show, and I see your ups and downs, and I see you fight, and I see your triumphs. So I think you're like Rocky, but you're Rocky but better. So we want to thank everyone that's listening. I also want to thank our producer, Stan Fikes, who's awesome, incredible guy here, helps me so much. And please take a listen to the other shows on Web Radio Network, because there's a lot of great other shows that are on this network, and they're doing fantastic. They're doing absolutely fabulous, actually. So you should listen to them. And I feel so honored to be in the same group as the other shows. I definitely want to thank you, Pop Stroh, for being here. Which is our best name to call you, actually? There's so many. Do we call you Rob? Do we call you Papa Stroh? What do you like to be called best?
Whatever your preference.
Papa Stroh. It's just
Yeah.
such a it's a fun name. Well, thank you so much again, and I really appreciate you, and God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show, streaming live on Spreaker and the Web Radio Network. This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube. Please enjoy my music.
Every time that I've ever been knocked down, every time that I've ever gotten back up to face another round, I let go of my fear and put my pride down. I'm building my castle in heaven, climbing over the lessons I've been given, I'm building my castle in heaven. My castle is not made of mortar or stone. My castle is made from the seeds that I've sown. I'm building castles in heaven. Every challenge, every mistake, every time that I choose faith, I grow strong. I keep moving on and on and on. And I'm building my castle in heaven. I'm climbing over mountains of lessons I've been given. I'm building my castle in heaven. My castle is not made of mortar. Every moment, every day, every word that you say, every step along your way, every turn that you make a mistake. Every good deed that you do, each time that you win, each time that you lose, each time that you walk, you walk in another shoe. On this earth where we grow strong, when we learn to forgive and we right our wrongs. It's here.